Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock, guys, here live inside the Ticketmaster studios. It is Dukes and Bell. I want to remind you, Monday, we're going to be at our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. Mike and I will be out there participating, and then we'll do the show live from out there as well. All of our shows will be live out there that day over at Eagle Watch Golf Club. But it's also to help benefit a great cause. So go to 929thegame.com, click on the events page, donate to Pets for Vets, a charity that pairs our nation's heroes with trained working animals. And we'll see you on the course Monday, man, November 24th. It feels like we've been talking about it for like 3 months, and we have. But it's finally here on Monday. Mike, let's kind of recap for those folks who may just be tuning in and saying, guys, what's the situation up there? The Michael Penix news is the situation, that it is official. He has torn his ACL in his left knee, partially torn, and he is going to have surgery. Kirk Cousins has been announced as a starter. It's official after we have lost five straight. And, Mike, Easton Stick is going to be the backup.
Yeah, man. Easton Stick, we saw him do his thing. He was with the Raiders, right? He was with the Raiders a couple years ago?
Yeah.
He got a chance to get in there and start. So he's got some starting experience if need be. But Kirk Cousins, man, yes, the irony coming full circle with a – the wheels came off is when he got hit, and he hit the turf at Superdome last year, and now he's back in New Orleans, a team which we should have success running the football against. But getting back to Penix Jr., again, if the information is accurate, you know, the Falcons aren't the first team in the league to kind of play, you know, a little loose with the facts. You know, we just found out, you know, in our interview with Coach Rod 2 weeks ago about the broken clavicle,
Yeah. You
know, when it came to what's going on with Darnell Mooney. But not a full reconstruction of his left ACL per league source, telling Mark Raimondi. So according to, if you look at the chart, that's anywhere from 6 months. Best case, you know. But worst case would be 9 months, which means it cuts into now we can't practice with the team when the real training camp begins.
Yeah. Under Penix, by the way, the offense, if you're just curious, and these are the numbers that need to improve, right? 332 yards per game, that's 14th in the league. We got to be better. You know, the team struggled to score points. Obviously not solely on Michael Penix. We know that. But we've been better in the red zone, guys. The last three games, we're scoring touchdowns.
The abysmal stat is that third down stat.
Correct.
That's the thing which
Correct.
Has been killing us.
19 points a game, that's 27th in the league. That's got to get better. We got to score more points.
That's not enough points. 24 is the benchmark. You got to have more. I need more. But are you going to be able to – look, we can certainly – but we said this last week about Carolina. I'm not going to make any predictions. I mean, I'm done with this. You got to go win four in a row just to get to 500, but you got certainly some winnable games. Jets just benched Justin Fields. Tyrod Taylor's going to start for them.
Yeah.
So it could be either one of those guys next week when we go to New York.
It could be. Handle your business this weekend first, and I want to see, Mike, I'm really curious, to be honest with you, because sometimes, you know, when your quarterback gets hurt, regardless of what you might think of the overall performance, he's a well-liked guy, man, on this team.
Big time.
Guys dig him. And I'm talking about Michael Penix. And sometimes it's a gut punch. You know, you're like, damn, you're already feeling the woes of the season, and now your boy is out, and you're like, okay, I get it. We got a really good backup. I get it. But, man, that's sometimes it takes a team a minute to kind of grasp and get their head around that. I want to see how these guys come out. Sometimes, Mike, again, you just don't know what sparks them. But part of this is I think a lot of people right now just don't feel like as a whole – we're good enough.
Right. And I said this, you know, to a couple of guys on Twitter. Guys want to be snarky about it. I mean, he's still a freaking human being. He's
yes.
a good guy. You've heard Michael Penix on with us. Carl just touched on it. When he was in the middle of that scrap with the Titans, the team was just going bananas because he's got fighting him, you know. But think about how low he was, how down he sounded talking to Arch after the loss to the Colts in Berlin. actually get you up on a 14-point lead against the Colts, only to now have his season come to an end.
Yeah, it's tough.
So we wish him the best. Apparently he's here today. Matter of fact, he's at the facility. I mean, he's not with us, but he's here. But it's only a matter of time before he's going to have that surgery. We don't know what the date is on that, and then it's right. All about recovery, man, and trying to get back. And here's the good news. I mean, if you want some light at the end of the tunnel, and I said this to Mike, they're not moving on from Michael Penix. He's going to be here. He's under his rookie contract. It makes no financial sense. He will be back. What degree? I don't know. How good he will be, I don't know. But the good news, or at least some light at the end of the tunnel, is, Mike, he's come back from these injuries. He did it before. Matter of fact, he did it twice with his right knee in 18 and 2020 and had shoulder injuries in 19 and 21. He knows what this takes to get back.
Look, it's the NFL. It was a sort of a slow-motion injury, the way the knee got bent back. But there's going to be a lot of people out there listening going, Mike and Carl, you guys are full of crap. This guy can't stay healthy. He could not stay healthy
may
in
not
college.
Be. May not be.
And you risked this, you know, this colossal decision on a guy that a lot of folks around the NFL were scared because of his medicals. And that's why he was available for us. That's why I don't think you would have had to have moved up, and we could have, whether we picked up Cousins or not, we were going to be able to get Penix if you earmarked him at 8 where we selected. Regardless, the insurance policy that everybody got gaslit into buying into. All right, Kirk Cousins, be that insurance policy. Step up.
Yeah. The injury thing, man, you just never know.
But there are guys that for some teams, that would be a red flag.
No,
and it
no
was
doubt.
In the case of the 24 draft.
I don't disagree with that, Mike. Everybody sees these things differently. Ultimately, talent overwhelms. If I think you're so talented that you can overcome the injuries and you can help us win, I'm willing to take a risk on that. But you know, when Joe Burrow threw 60 touchdowns at LSU and they beat the hell out of everybody in 19, did anybody think that he'd miss 4 of his first 6 seasons or 3 of his first 5 seasons? I mean, like, you just don't know how these things shake out. And I think now, yes, this is going to be a question mark for Michael Penix from this point on in the rest of his NFL career, whether he's here or somewhere else. People are going to wonder, okay, at what point – or how long is he going to be on the field for us? Can he sustain for a full season? And not just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row. The beauty of Matt Ryan, guys, and we took it for granted, he was never hurt.
No.
He was never hurt.
Turf toe in 2009, and that's about it, man. This guy was as reliable and durable as they come. You know, I mean, you think about, like, Trevor Lawrence. He got the contract extension. A lot of folks said, I don't know about that. Then he only played 10 games that year in 24. You know, so, I mean, I just don't want Michael Penix. So, to me, and this is not an indictment of Penix, I'm just telling you, you've seen enough NFL. You've seen enough guys that were first-round picks. When you're getting into your third year and you have no idea what the guy is, that is a really tough situation to be in. And especially when we don't know how this organization is going to handle this offseason. You know, there may be a coach who comes in and says, I can't win with this guy. I don't believe in this guy. Or conversely, they do, but that's a new offensive coordinator he's going to have to get with.
Yeah.
You know, but either way, he's at that same crossroads that all these guys that we talked about earlier in the show who are now on their second and third teams after being first-round picks. I hope that's not the case. But this is bad. I mean, we're spinning. Only thing we can spin positive, guys, is if the information is accurate and it's only a partial tear and it's only 6 months, that beats the full, you know, 12 months to 9 months, whatever. But it's still, Carl, he is way behind the eight ball.
It's bad. No doubt. It's bad. It's bad for him, first and foremost, but it's bad for us because we still have big question marks at the quarterback position. Moving forward, we're going to get to the summer or the spring, guys, and we still don't know what this is going to look like. All right, plenty more to get to there. Coach is going to join us coming up a little bit later on this hour. We got to get to 4th and 1. Mike, let's talk about Shador. What do you think? Does he perform or does he blow this opportunity being named the starter for Sunday versus the Raiders?
Well, I mean, if Dylan Gabriel comes back from the concussion next week, you're only going to have one chance to make an impression.
Mm.
So, and I mean, I've heard, you know, Cam Newton, Stefanski wants him to fail. All right. Okay. Everybody's got a theory on this one. But yeah, look, here's your opportunity. This is your shot. It's Eminem. The moment. This is it.
You basically have
one shot. Cleveland's all behind him, but is the coaching staff. We've never really gotten the vibe or the feeling to you know, I'm not going to buy what Cam Newton's saying, but I do understand where some people are coming from. It's always felt like there's been a hesitancy to get this guy in there, you know, all season.
Yes, there has been. I don't know what the deal is. We'll see. He gets an opportunity on Sunday. I'm gonna tune in. I'm interested to see what he does. Odell Beckham, by the way, reinstated by the NFL after serving a 6-game suspension for PEDs. He does want to play. Any interest at all?
played for the Rams with Sean McVay. Zach Robinson was the quarterback coach. Defense coordinator was Raheem Morris, so they're familiar with the man's work. What's he got left? You know, we brought in some dudes. We brought in, what was it, DJ Chark?
Yep.
He was terrible.
Washed.
Chark was washed. Who was the guy we had? We lost a draft pick. We made a trade with the Rams. We brought in a guy last year that couldn't catch the deep ball. Yeah, Van Jefferson.
Washed.
Yes, we've had enough of washed up older wide receivers.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know Odell Beckham is a name, so people will always be intrigued. All right, well then make the phone call. Go ahead. You have nothing to lose.
I agree. NFL upholds Jamar Chase's suspension for spitting on Jalen Ramsey despite his appeal. Look, Jamar, this was obvious.
Dude,
this was obvious.
There's 16 camera angles. You did it. Stop it.
Yeah.
And it's gross and it's pathetic, and a grown man should never do that stuff, man. Grow up.
Aaron Rodgers will not require surgery on his wrist, Mike, but his status for Sunday versus the Bears is to be determined.
All right. Jackson Dart had his concussion. Now he's ready to practice, so it looks like Jackson Dart will be back in the game. Of course, Dable's not there to coach him anymore.
No.
But
somebody's got to tell this kid, seriously, and if you want a long career in the NFL, stop doing the crazy things you're doing. All right.
Somebody sent me the video from John Gruden's camp that he does with the quarterbacks. It's not ESPN anymore, but he just does his stuff. And he talked to Jackson Dart pre-draft, and he's like, "You're going to have to make better decisions
out there." That's
right. Basically saying everything you're saying. You're not helping my team if you have a concussion or a busted shoulder. And Jackson Dart's eyes are as big as saucers when Gruden was telling him this. But they're going to have to adjust, man.
They really are. By the way, does John Gruden have any shot at getting the Giants job?
Zero.
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to see Gruden get another shot. You just can't let him anywhere near the personnel department. What he did with the Raiders and what he did with the Bucks shows he can't make those decisions.
Day-Day, I know your kids watch a lot of WWE. Cam Scataboo, guys, catching a lot of heat for his appearance in which he gets into a scuffle with one of – is that Cam Scataboo from the New York Giants? Oh, my God. And they're going crazy.
Well, he's got a giant blingy chain that says Scat. So I guess that's him.
It's going, they're going crazy. And now everybody's like, wait a minute, homie. Aren't you supposed to be having a season-ending ankle surgery?
They thought your foot was going to fall off the bone. So what are you doing? Because, and I said to Carl, nobody knows. Professional athletes don't know how to do three-quarter speed like you're supposed to with wrestlers.
No.
So you got that. They got a shot back from him, whoever this dude was. I don't follow wrestling. I'm 57. But, you know, it was certainly a lot of Giants fans going, dude, we love your enthusiasm and you're a maniac. But come on, man. Take care of that pin.
I did not see it, even though I do follow this because it's fun and entertaining. I just know your kids are into it, as you've told me. And I'm sure it was a big hit. Anytime these athletes interact with the WWE world, we've seen it time and time again. You know, Halliburton did this, right? He got hurt, and he went to and did a skin on the WWE, and everybody's like,
"Him and Jalen Brunson.
Yes. Well, what's Halliburton doing here?" People dig this stuff. I just think the timing of it for Scataboo was wrong.
Yeah, it was a bad timing. And you know what? It'd been different if he gave the shove, which he gives, right? But they don't necessarily
shove back.
Right.
Or, you know, the guys who he was with, which was your guy who slept through practice. He was there. Abdul Carter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. You know, maybe they take the grunt of the, you know,
the push,
but for him to actually physically get the push, yeah, it's not a good look.
All right, man, we got a lot more to dive into. That is 4th and 1. It's brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coming up, we are going to talk to Ra. We'll find out what is on Day-Day's mind and also more on the college football playoff rankings as they came out last night. Good news for the Dogs. I think they are in the perfect spot. Hey, join Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. All the food, fun, scenic views, and much more, guys. 11 to 2 live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.